Norwegian handcrafts of rosemaling and bunads. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
This is Irene Mirabel Kuczynski, and am of Norwegian descent. I have been encouraged by my father to keep all of the heritage going, especially in the things you can do with your hands, like rosemaling, which is rose painting with oil on wood. They are imaginary flowers. They start with a C, and behind on the back of the C is an S. That's how you identify rosemaling. That is my grandmother's chest. She had a man by the name of Mr. Running in Norway paint that in 1931, it says, and she has all her initials in there. Albertina is A, Christina is the K. My dad told me about the desk, and on my own, I tried to paint those beautiful swirls, and to me, I wasn't satisfied. So when I heard about that Decora was bringing in teachers from Norway, I drove all the way to Decora, signed up, and was just fascinated for a whole week. We worked from morning to night on different pieces. In the evening, when we were waiting for our pieces to dry, we would get together and discuss what we did, what the teacher said, and that just kept me going. My dad was not alive then. He would have been happy that I followed through, I think, with what I saw on that writing desk. And then I enjoy doing needlework. I'm so thrilled that so many people have wanted to learn Hardanger work. Since I've been down here, there's been a big interest in bunads, and they want to have their own bunad from their own area that their grandparents were from. Goodness, we've done everything from south of Oslo clear up to Trondheim, I think, is the farthest north we've gone with the bunads. Bunad is a costume of an area where this person has grown up in Norway. Now, the bunad from Trondheim in central Norway is much different than the bunad in Lillehammer or down in the Bergen area. They might be embroidered, but the embroidery pattern is different. And some have just different colors. Now, my mother's bunad, it was the first one I ever noticed that had a green bodice with a black skirt, and the blouse was so beautifully embroidered. All these hours and hours of the cuffs and the collar and a little piece down the front, just gorgeous. My cousins now have beautiful ones from Bodø and Tromsø way up north. Blouses are different patterns. Not the same blouse. You can't get one from Trondheim that looks like the one down in Stavanger, for instance. No, you have to have your own blouse. I got my bunad when I was confirmed, and most of the young girls do get theirs when they are confirmed. That and their mother usually makes it. And the boys now are getting bunads, beautiful shirts. They're trousers are knee length with gorgeous hand-knitted stockings. I was teaching a class, children, in Norwegian language. I asked them one day if the children would like to start a dancing class, and oh my, they thought that was wonderful. So we did. At one time, I had 22 little kids, and the parents got so interested, they formed their adult group. But now we have the adult with the children, and then we had a summer fest. I made about 9 bunads.
Irene Mirabel Kuczynski of Sioux City. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.